Namaste, everyone. It's Bill calling from Tingri. And we left Nilam yesterday at 9 a.m., arrived in Tingri at around noon, just in time for lunch. The drive up was nice. The roads in Tibet are really, really good, so not so bumpy as the mountain roads in Nepal. But it was a nice ride up here. And like I said, we arrived around noon. The drive up proceeds along the very flat, arid, dry Tibetan plateau. And we got into Tingri, got into our rooms. The rooms are really nice here. No television, of course, no hot water, unfortunately, but the rooms are clean. And they have a shower, which you can't use because you don't have hot water, but a nice bathroom. So it's nicer than what we stayed in so far. And after we got in our rooms, we had lunch. The food, I really like the food in the mountains and here in Tibet. A lot of rice and vegetables, but I've really enjoyed the food. So that's been good. Today, we took a drive down to the hot springs for an acclimatization hike and a soak in the hot springs, which is just about 3 or 4 miles down the road back towards Nilam. I've been there in 2012, didn't think a whole lot of it, but the group was going, so I went along, and we had a really nice hike, summited our first little mountain, and that was fun. And then we soaked in the hot springs. Pretty disgusting, but it's a lot of fun. And that's the only bath we had after we finished soaking. We used some soap and cleaned up. I haven't had a bath or shower in like 4 days. Haven't changed clothes in 4 days. Basically, going to bed involves taking your shoes off and pulling the covers over your clothes. So it was nice to soak a little bit, get a little clean, and then we came back and had a nice dinner here. One interesting thing about Tingri is there's packs of wild dogs that roam the streets, and they warn you about them, tell you to beware and don't go out at night, stay in as much as possible. And you hear them barking all hours of the day and night because our room faces the street. And they roam in packs and have been known to attack people. In fact, one of our expedition members a couple of years ago was attacked by 5 of them. So that's kind of scary. But tomorrow at 7:30 we have breakfast. It'll be a quick one because we head up towards the mountain, up to Chinese base camp at around 8 a.m. So that's our plan tomorrow. And my next report will be from Chinese base camp. Really excited to get back there, get my first look at Chom Alumna on the road up, and I'll file a report again tomorrow or the next day. So I'll talk to you then. Bye.